Alright. We sit on a chair or a stool, and we also sit on the fronts of our sit bones. So you can rock back and forth a bit, and then you feel that our sit bones at the bottom are a bit pointed. And the fronts of them is where we sit the most comfortable. And because we sit like that, the tailbone, the lower tail vertebra, is also free. And this is important. We shouldn't rest on it because our tailbone is a discharge pipe, or draining pipe if you like, for tensions that have accumulated along the spine and in the pelvis. And then make sure that knees are lower than your hips and the feet are next to each other on the floor. And just put your hands on your thighs, palms down, relaxed. And then bring your center of gravity to your pelvis, in your bowl. From there, you breathe in, lightly, relaxed, and you become round again. And then we bring our breath to the pelvic floor by exhaling with the F sound, thinking ourselves round deep in our pelvis. And do so 3 times. So you let go of yourself from the space of your head and bring the accent from where you are, that center of gravity, back into the pelvis where it belongs. And then, when you've done so for 3 times, we're now going to exhale for 5 times with the fa sound. Because the fa sound opens our pelvic bowl into the depth, wide as the mouth of a hippo, you could say. So fa opens the hip joints wide and also takes the tension out of the organs in the depth of our lower abdomen. So 5 times. You keep following the flow down through legs and feet, and then through the floor into the earth, again to that warm, orange, reddish, radiant sphere about 40 centimeters or 16 inches beyond your feet. And don't tighten anything in the throat. Don't try your best. Don't force anything. We do it relaxed and letting go. And when you have exhaled 5 times with the fa sound, we're now going to do the same with the foo sound. The oo of foo pulls the palate high and round into a dome, and this dome shape repeats itself in our lower abdomen, giving peace and space from our skull to even our forefeet, but keep following that flow down. Feel what there is to feel, how these sounds bring space within you. And let that sound well up from the depths. So you don't have to make that sound in your throat, but let it rise from the depths of your center of breath where you are. From there, you follow what is happening in you. Alright, when you've done that for about 5 times, you can now swallow and blink with your eyes. You can move your feet a bit, your knees, your hips, and your shoulders, and then you go back into the day.